Hi, everyone. Welcome to Unjaded for the Road Forward, brought to you by Auto Trader and Kelley Blue Book. I'm your host, Jade Terriberry, Senior Director of Strategic Planning at Cox Automotive, and it is that time for another relevant and timely conversation with industry leaders to cover the automotive trends and hot topics that should be on every modern dealer or OEM's radar like yours for a smoother and more successful road forward. So we're going to dive right in. I am thrilled to introduce an Auto Trader power couple, husband and wife, Nathan and Christina Jordan. This Auto Trader dynamic duo are both top client success managers for Auto Trader and Kelley Blue Book, with incredible dealer partners and several multi-rooftop organizations who are seeing huge success, even in these interesting times. So I've invited them here today to talk a bit about what they're seeing work across those top performing clients, as well as share tips with you that they know can and will make a real difference in your business to close out the second half of 2024 strong. Nathan and Christina, welcome to Unjaded for the Road Forward.
Hey, how are you?
We're so glad to see you.
Thanks for having us back.
Yeah, you bet. Well, I'm going to start by asking you both this question. Leads are such a hot topic. They always have been, they always will be. And you know better than anybody, top to bottom or bottom to top, an entire dealership depends on them to help drive business, both in sales, service, fixed operations. And I cannot tell you how many times I've had to re-steer people and clients to remember not to focus only on quantity, but most importantly, quality when it comes to leads. Because at the end of the month, dealers can't call their electric company and say, hey, great news, I'm sending you a stack of leads. It takes transactions and profitability to pay the bills with real money. So when it comes to good quality leads, what would you say dealers should be looking for and train their organizations to focus on?
Well, as you and Nathan discussed before, so much of the shopper journey is done outside of those hard leads. However, if we're specifically measuring the leads that you've received, there are a few key metrics to focus on, and that includes good lead rate versus your duplicate rate, successful contact percentage, appointment setting ratio, and ultimately your closing ratio.
Yeah, to kind of break that down a little further, Auto Trader, to give us a little pat on the back there, has a close ratio of 39% higher than the nearest competitor. In addition, Auto Trader and Kelley Blue Book actually deliver 22% more sales than the nearest competition.
Yeah, I love those. Close rate is absolutely incredibly important. But Christina, you called out communication rate, two-way communication rate. I think it's probably the most overlooked communication rate and time spent to make the first contact that we just don't talk about a lot with our dealer partners. And one thing we see is consumers are starting their shopping journey. They're spreading this really wide net. And as they move through the process, the more dealerships that not just the first time, not just the last time when they're at the very end, low in the funnel, but that consistently respond with direct answers to the questions that they have. So quality content every step of the way, those are the ones that build the trust and confidence as they assist the consumer through that digital checkout experience or digital shopping experience that is a part of just about every transaction in today's environment. So I also want to ask you about true cost of leads. Time is a salesperson's most precious commodity inside the dealership. And the ones that use it properly make the most sales. And part of using time right includes not wasting time on dead-end leads, as well as having a strategy within your sales team to make sure that your salespeople know how to spot good leads, use the information that is included in that lead, and then convert that to a sale. So whether it's a sale now or a sale 90 days from now, Christina, I'm going to start with you again and ask you first, can you share thoughts on how you have seen dealers do this and things that they could consider that would really help work leads more effectively right out of the gate?
Yeah, a few things. As far as the quality of lead, like let's say you have two different salespeople and they get 200 bad leads per month and they're making 10 minutes per lead, making calls, like emails, texting. Add that up, that's 16 hours of wasted time per person, and that's every single month. You look at that over the course of a year, that's 192 hours. I mean, that's close to 5 work weeks per person. And the extra work also leads to employee turnover. If you look at the 2023 NADA workforce study, on average, a single dealership has 68 employees, and about half of those will leave each year, meaning that you're hiring and training 30 replacement employees. And at $15,000 per new hire, that can impact your bottom line nearly $500,000.
Yep. Nathan, how about you?
All right, so I kind of prepared for this answer, and I'm going to break it down in baseball terms. I'm a huge baseball fan. Go Orioles! So if you're out there, I love my Orioles. And so to break that down for my fellow fans, I'm going to give you five names in Major League Baseball. We've got Hank Aaron, Derek Jeter, Willie Mays, Bobby Wine, and Dahl Maxville. And I'm willing to bet to you, Jade, and our listeners out there, that the last two have no idea who they are. Now, the first three, I think we all know who Hank Aaron, Derek Jeter, and Willie Mays are. They're Hall of Famers, right? Now, the only difference between the last two and our Hall of Famers was a .085 in their batting average. So you want to talk about a small number having such a huge impact? That's where it is.
Yeah, it is consistency over time. And it shocks me when I go into dealerships and we're trying to really dive in on how we can operationally improve in their organization. And we spend a lot of time in dealerships looking at averages. Our average close rate is this. Our average is this. But what you find when you start getting deeper is you'll generally have one or two salespeople that are closing up here, like baseball stats, and then you have a whole bunch that are in the middle or at the very bottom of the pile. And so, you know, I would say take all of those rates that we talked about as part of the first question, your two-way communication rate, your time to two-way communication, your set, show, sold, your profitability per lead, and start to break that down across every single salesperson that has an opportunity to touch these leads, because that's how you move the needle. Great points there. I love the baseball analogy. So now let's dive into how you're seeing top performing dealers drive more leads, because car sales, any kind of sales, is a numbers game. How are they doing that both in general and with the help of partners like Auto Trader and Kelley Blue Book?
Yeah, so some of our dealers, they need to take advantage of enhanced leads whenever they can. This is allowing them to connect with shoppers at a higher rate while driving more revenue and a better experience for the consumer. For example, Accelerate My Deal. These deals and leads are closing at 40% higher and a 39% faster compared to other internet leads.
Yeah, also being very targeted in your marketing helps you be more efficient and spend fewer dollars. Some examples include Advanced Ads Premium, digital retailing, like Nathan mentioned, the Accelerate My Deal, and even experience optimization with our partner dealer.com. And at the end of the day, we need to put on our consumer hats and think about what consumers are looking for: personalization, ease, and transparency. And how are you providing that to them?
Yes, a relevant, consistent consumer experience that doesn't make them put their information in again and again. And I will tell you, the number of dealerships that I see that are getting those enhanced leads that aren't taking advantage of all of that rich data that comes across in the lead is really a shame, because when the consumer puts in all of the things that they want to know about, or say they have penciled a deal using my wallet, and all of that data then flows through into that lead, that's when the dealership can call back and really differentiate that relevant consumer experience in the quality of the content when they start those conversations. And it's that quality content that's going to drive up those two-way communication rates and therefore the set, show, and sold rates accordingly. So now let's talk about profit per lead. And I'm sure every viewer and listener's ears just perked up, because the dollars and cents always matter. Can you each share a little bit on how dealers should truly be calculating this, as well as how to get the most out of every quality lead? Nathan, I'm going to start with you.
Sure. So utilizing the tools and channels where you see profits per sale the highest will obviously lead to a higher overall profit in the long run. Keeping in mind that not everything will be tracked as a hard lead. We talked about that before in the CRM and what a CRM really is. But companies like Clairvoy, who can trace back the activity with the consumer's purchase path and really show them where that consumer is coming from, will definitely help with a more efficient advertising strategy.
Yep. Christina, anything to add on that one?
I mean, the real difference in quality shows up in the difference in gross profit, obviously. An AutoTrader's average gross profit per deal is 34% higher than our nearest competitor. And that's really how you truly gauge ROI on your overall digital marketing spend.
Yes, I love that you said ROI there. You know, there are so many ways that consumers come into dealerships, and we know, I say it all the time, there's no such thing as digital retailing anymore. It's just retailing. There are so many online steps that the consumer can and wants to take before they come into the store, and then maybe they move back online. But the way our clients must be optimizing their time and their money is based on return on investment. Every minute that they spend working activity, whether that's lot activity or lead activity or chat and text activity, and then every dollar that they spend, they've got to find a way to close the blind spot of, you know, we know only depending on the study, 10%, 15%, maybe 20% of consumers actually submit a lead on the car at the dealership that they're going to take all the way through to transaction. And that's not new in automotive, but recognizing that if you're only measuring via CRM documented leads, you have a 90% blind spot to make advertising spend and ROI and return on advertising spend optimizations against. And so that should be top of mind. All those metrics are important: cost per lead, cost per each value event, but you have to have a broader view for how you are truly measuring success if you want to make the best decisions with every dollar and every bit of time spent. So as we close out here, I want to ask each of you, what is your top advice for our viewers and listeners when it comes to attracting ideal customers, getting the quality and enhanced leads, and then converting those leads to take that shopper from click to close as dealers look to finish out 2024 strong and develop their strategies for 2025?
Well, if you're an AutoTrader or Kelley Blue Book client, lean on your rep. That's why we're here, to get you the most out of your marketing and data insights. And we can help you develop a strategy for bigger success. Next, partner with people that you trust, people that are not new to the business, that have a true investment in you and your dealership, not just making money.
Yeah, and you really got to go where the customers are, right? And those customers are on third-party sites like AutoTrader and Kelley Blue Book.
Yes, and use data. You know, when data becomes a part of the daily operating control within dealerships, dealerships win. When they know their market share, when they know the vehicles that are most likely to have walk-in traffic that day, there are so many ways real-time data can be used to optimize inventory management, people management, lead management within the organization. And so, Christina, I'll echo you on that, even though we try not to be big plugs of products or things on the Unjaded podcast. But, you know, Envision is a great example, as well as our CSMs and our performance managers that are in stores with dealers every day. They really are strategic partners at the business table with our clients to help them use data and turn that into insights and then into actions they can take to be more successful and more profitable. So Christina and Nathan, I want to thank you for joining me today. I love that you not only share your lives and business successes with each other, but share that with your dealer partners and industry to help us all have more successes. And I encourage each of you to connect with Christina Jordan and Nathan Jordan, either on LinkedIn or right here at Cox Automotive. So thank you for joining me today.
Of course. Thank you. I guess we did want to let you in on a little secret, especially since a lot of our peers and executives and clients are all going to be listening. We're having a little AutoTrader baby come in.
Well, congratulations. That is a first on the Unjaded podcast. That is definitely the most exciting piece of information that has been unveiled on the podcast to date and probably forevermore. Well, congrats to you both. And thank you. We're so glad you're part of the AutoTrader and Cox family and glad that you shared that information with us here. So that wraps it up for today. And thank you to our subscribers and followers for watching or listening to this episode of Unjaded for the Road Forward. Unjaded. And don't forget to go to b2b.autotrader.com/unjaded for the Road Forward, where you can sign up to be one of the first to hear when a new episode is released each month, as well as be surprised with subscriber-only bonuses throughout the year. And it is bonus episodes like this one that should encourage you to sign up now. As always, I'm your host, Jade Terriberry, and be sure to tune in next month as we'll continue the open conversation with industry leaders, champions, and disruptors on what they are currently seeing, doing, and forecasting is coming next on the road ahead for all of us in the automotive industry. And as always, we'll continue to cut through the noise to drive real results for you.